If you love table conversation with a good cup of coffee or glass of lemonade, we've got a seat for you today. Some great table talk with Gloria Gaither, Tori Taff, and Andy Andrews.
Let's get it started right now. Homecoming Radio.
Hi, hey, hello, and yep. Welcome once
hey,
again.
Everybody.
It's Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio, where yep. we've lined up the music and the memories, where we're going to make them here in this room with a great cast of characters. I'm Daniel Britt with Kevin Williams.
Okay.
We have Gordon Moat sitting
on,
to his right.
I'm right here.
There is Lauren Talley across
hey.
The way. I see Buddy Green.
There he is.
Tori Taff.
Oh, the homecoming queen.
And Bill Gaither himself is sitting here right in the middle here. Together, gathered in the homecoming studio to share in each other's joy.
It's going to be a good time.
Bill, why don't you sit down, put your megaphone down, and let's listen to this. We'll get it kicked off here.
Good groove here.
Reggie Smith shines on this great old gospel tune that we re-recorded. Don't knock, you just come on in.
Oh, that's all right. Yeah.
Here we go, boys.
Well, you don't knock.
You don't knock, just walk on in.
That door.
That door to heaven's in.
Well, there's love.
There's love and joy for you.
To share.
To share the whole day through.
Well, I know.
I know my friends are there.
To rest.
To rest in heaven's nest.
You don't knock. Ring. Push your hold, the door's wide open, waiting for you, so you don't knock. You just walk on in.
I walk life's winding road,
oh, yeah.
Trying to rip this load.
Oh, yeah.
Travel both night and day, so tired I could hardly pray. Jesus, my light and guide,
oh, yeah.
He's ever by my side.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm walking out and knocking into heaven. Goodbye.
Oh, yeah.
Walk on in
that door.
That door
hold. The door's wide open, waiting for your soul. You don't knock, you just walk on in. You know that my work was true. So glad when the day is through. He'll order for me to stay.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'll make my way.
Oh, yeah.
Cause I'm walking out knocking into heaven. Goodbye. Yeah. You
don't knock, just walk on in.
That
door to heaven's in.
Where that love,
there's love and joy for you
to share.
Right here on Homecoming Radio. Today we're going to be sitting with Andy Andrews, New York Times bestselling author, our own Tori Taff, and Gloria Gaither around a table with a good cup of coffee. And of course, any good conversation starts with aches and pains, right?
Have you noticed, for instance, nobody gets carpal tunnel syndrome anymore?
Oh, yeah.
And that was everywhere.
Everybody.
Yeah.
It was the tennis elbow of the night.
Yeah.
What they've traded it in for now, I forget. What's the big one that everybody gets now? What's the one that Bill's got it?
Duperton's contraction.
Duperton's contraction.
Excuse me.
Or
Bell's palsy. Bell's palsy is popular. It's making a comeback.
That's right.
These nerves, they don't stay where they belong. You know, you've got a nerve that you get damaged. Okay, so I had my hip surgery, and they didn't know that the hip doctor evidently damaged the nerve, but they can't tell either. They scraped it or something, which didn't show up until 8 months later when I got my other knee done. So then I started getting excruciating pain.
In your hip?
In my hip.
Oh,
so
gosh.
I've got so much sympathy for people that are in pain all the time.
Me too.
But
I do too.
On this ship, I had a massage yesterday, and I had no idea that that nerve was connected to my neck and my arms and my shoulder. She was working on stuff, and my hip was killing me. Like, I'm going to jump off this table. So these nerves have children.
Relatives and neighbors.
They're never everywhere.
And it's like an electrical. It's like...
Yeah, and you know, you don't want to get acquainted with one because then they bring all their relatives.
All their relatives, yeah.
You know, we are at that age where every conversation begins, ends, or somewhere in there is like, what hurts?
Yeah, remember when we used to talk our boyfriends? And now
and you talk about ideas, and you still do. Now my ideas are about what hurts.
Now some folks are preoccupied with looking young and trim, and I can still remember when I was just like them. But time has shown it's what's inside your heart that really counts, and not how many store-bought teeth you have inside your mouth. Well, I just love old people. Yeah, I do. I just love old people. How about you? With silver traces in their hair, there's so much wisdom they can share. I know of none that can compare with old people. My joints may not be perfect, my walking may be slow, and it may take me 3 attempts when I get up to go. But when it comes to serving God, I still have much to give, like teaching all these younger folks how great it is to live. Well, I just love old people. Yeah, I do. I just love old people. How about you? With silver traces in their hair, there's so much wisdom they can share. I know of none that can compare with old people. So when you're old and turning gray, I hope that you hear someone say, I just love old people.
Jay Cass.
Hey, everybody. We're back at Homecoming Radio. Kevin Williams.
I'm here, too. Gordon Moat.
And my buddy. And look, we got a toss now to a segment. These guys are sitting around a coffee shop somewhere.
Yeah. I mean, they're no telling what they're going to talk about.
So I know Gloria and Tori are there. Who else is
Andy
there?
Andy Andrews is there, and our own Daniel Britt of Homecoming Radio is there, making sure everything gets captured in audio form.
Let's check it out.
See, I am just making observations of myself now. Because, but I'm making,
I thought you was gonna say
I'm making observations of myself that other people have made first, like this. The boys, the other day I said something about my blonde hair, and the boys said, Dad, your hair is white. And I said, no, it's blonde. And they said, Dad, your hair is white.
Blonde for years.
And I'm like, no, I mean, when I look in the mirror, my hair is blonde to me. But then I saw a picture of myself, and I was like, when did my hair turn snow white? But it's so weird that I can't really look in the mirror and see that. And then last night, I'm looking at Reggie Smith, and I realized something horrific. And that is, you know, Reggie is good looking and tall and blonde and straight nosed. And I realized Reggie is who I think I look like. And then I realized, no, I'm an older, uglier brother of Reggie. I'm like, where
Reggie's math teacher.
I'm like, where Reggie could say, this is my brother. He's 20 years older now. And people will look at both of us and go, yeah, I could see that. I could see it. But I don't look like Reggie, but that's who I think I look like when I look in the mirror.
You know, I think there's something to that. I think your brain does act as a filter, like, you know, like photo filters, you know.
Yes.
Because they've done research on the audio side of stuff. Because when you set up a studio record, you've set up studios, Andy, you got to get it, what they call it, soundproof. That's kind of a misnomer, but you want to get it quiet.
Yeah.
And if people are doing this in their homes, they don't think about the refrigerator that makes noise 24/7 because your brain tunes out that frequency.
Can you get new filters for your brain? All that filtering you've done over the years?
Right.
Have you looked at different parts of yourself faced by and see parts of your parents that you always differentiated? My mom had a high arch foot like a dancer. She also had weird shout button in there. And then she also had, and I never did, I had little fat duck feet.
We have ducks and I've never seen a fat duck feet.
It's a lot like splay is the word that comes to mind.
Right.
And maybe wide would be a better.
Wide. And I'm painting my toenails, which is not easy.
But
do
you have
days.
Webbing between your toes? I'm just curious.
Not as much.
Your toenails.
Not so you'd notice in flip flops. You can kind of work around that. But I'm looking down, it was like all of a sudden I have this arch and this point on the side of it that's sticking out the side of my boot. And it's like, that's my mom's foot. What is it doing at the end of my leg? When my girls were born, when Russ is beside me and they're literally being delivered, and he looked down, he went, they've got my nose. The doctor went, all newborns have your nose, Russ.
They get bumped on the way out.
Yeah, it's a little squish there.
Kenny.
There were questions and doubts, I tried to figure it out,
but the best that I could do
was to wander around in the love that I found,
until the questions started answering themselves, saying, can he, could he, would he, yes, can he, could he, wouldn't he, did.
I know that he did.
Can he?
Can he? Could he?
Would he?
Did he?
Can he, could he, would he, yes, can he, could he, wouldn't he?
Gloria Gaither, Tori Taft, Daniel Britt, Andy Andrews. By the way, Observations and Answers is his tagline, and I love that. Andy Andrews and Wisdom Harbor, both places you can go and grab the podcast and whatnot. And one thing, I don't know if this is true, but this is what I've heard, and I'd love for you to explore this. We were talking about coffee and espresso, and some around the table don't care for just straight espresso. They like lattes or whatnot. Well, as I understand it, the term Americano, have you heard this?
I've heard the term.
Okay, the term for Americano. As the story goes, during the war, the American soldiers were in Europe, and espresso is very common in Europe. A soldier went in to order coffee, gave him espresso, it's too strong. Not used to the American palate, you know, right? So he watered it down with hot water and made it palatable for the American, and so that's where it got the name Americano.
Whose grandson remembered that?
Exactly. That's my point. Did it really happen, or is that just a story?
No, I think that really happened. I think a lot of times there are stories that people create to explain a gap. I think people go, how in the world could that have happened? And then somebody says, well, maybe so-and-so and so-and-so, and then that kind of gains ground, and it's a plausible urban myth.
Yeah.
And so
it makes sense. With coffee and Europeans is that they don't think that you should savor coffee.
No.
They think you should down it like medicine and go.
Right.
And I'm just
get
saying,
it in there.
I'm having my coffee. That means I'm not downing and going anywhere.
I gotta say, I'm kind of with them. Because I don't like the taste that much, and for people to go, I'll have decaf. I'm like, seriously, this does not taste good enough to have it without the drug. You know,
I mean,
yeah, if you're not going to have the caffeine, what's the point? And it's funny to me that people will say stuff like about coffee. They'll say, well, you have to develop a taste for it. And I'm like, okay, now think with me here. I don't like something. And so what I should do is drink a lot of it so I can develop a taste for it. Why would I want to develop a taste for something I don't like?
It's all because it's so good when you get over it.
I guess. But you know, No Dose came out in the 70s, and you can take a caffeine tablet too.
Yeah, right.
Well,
right.
I'm just saying, if you want coffee that's decaffeinated, get Post. You know, I'm from Michigan, and we had Post cereal, and they took all those grains they didn't know what to do with, and they made a coffee out of it during the war where you couldn't get coffee.
Right.
So they made a cereal coffee called Postum. And I grew up drinking that because little kids can have it.
Yeah. What does it taste like?
Bad Postum. Coffee.
It tastes like nothing
tastes
else.
It tastes like bad coffee or old cereal, one or the other.
My mother would put sugar and cream in it, and then I get to have, quote, kids' coffee.
Yeah.
Right.
So I went and bought some the other day just to remember Postum.
Was it still there?
Get it in the middle.
I've seen it. But was it like Madeline's when he brought back all these memories from this one taste.
It was not coffee.
You know, during the Revolutionary War and the Civil War, especially in the South, chicory became a substitute.
Yeah.
But and you can still get some.
Yes,
it is.
Some root,
and
yes.
You can still community coffee. Yeah. Louisiana still has chicory, a blend. Yeah.
But I get it for Christmas from somebody from the South.
Yeah,
right.
I think you're gonna like
right.
it.
Yeah.
And I think I should send it back.
Yeah.
I never knew that. Did you know?
Stimulating conversation.
Oh my gosh, I had no idea.
I remember those old Postum commercials from listening to old time radio shows. But I didn't know that we were gonna talk. We should probably hear some more music.
Yeah, we have no business doing this right here. Here it is.
What rich, fun conversation and surprising twists and turns around this table with a blue ocean outside this window. It's the Gaither Cruise, and these kind of, Bill likes the word serendipitous, right? These kind of moments seem to happen when you least expect them. Andy Andrews, Tori Taft, Gloria Gaither, you guys have been great.
This is why I must go on these cruises. This is why I must be here, because I like 10 years ago, was in a room with Bill and Gloria and Tori and Russ, David Phelps, Sonia Isaacs, Jimmy Geary. We sat and talked for like 5 hours. And I thought, that wasn't just worth my trip, that was worth my year. And so ever since then, I've managed to like worm my way on to the cruise. You know, beg Gloria, please talk to Bill.
I was on that bus, I mean, every weekend for 40 years, pretty much. 20 years with the trio. And then I quit so I could finish my degree. And then Bill discovered a television camera and we did the homecoming thing. And so that was another back. 20 years. But I only went, well, not only, but mostly went because of coffee in your pajamas with your hair sticking straight up and no makeup on the bus doing this.
Yes.
You know, to whoever's up. And whatever, you know, donut or cereal or whatever, we have a coffee machine. And those first 2 hours of the day, you know, were worth 40 years of traveling.
Yeah.
And it always went like today, from hysterical laughing about whatever, didn't matter, wholesome or weeds, to earth-shaking moments of insight and sharing with each other. And then we all took that and went and did, you know.
In moments that forwarded your ministry and forwarded your writing.
It opened your mind and opened your spirit. There's smart people who I really admire, and then there's wisdom. And there are people who are facile with language. They are able to turn a lovely phrase. And then there's deep wells. And you guys, since I've known you, have been able to gather deep wells around you. And we end up having these kind of moments that are just priceless.
I just happened to think that time that I mentioned 10 years ago when we were all in there, David Phelps' sister was ill and was going downhill. And Gloria made a comment, said, David, she's getting ready to breathe again. This body is going away, and she's going to go to another place and take her first breath. And Jimmy Geary and I caught each other's eye across the room. And when that was over, I said, I'm writing that in a story. And that is chapter 14 in the Notice of Returns, where Jones is explaining to the guy about his wife. And we're on another cruise, the next cruise we're on, and Jimmy and I wrote a song, Getting Ready to Breathe. And when we got through with it, we played it for Wes Hampton, and Wes said, I got to do that. Well, this past year, Wes recorded it, and now it's like one of the most played songs on Sirius XM, Getting Ready to Breathe, Wes Hampton.
She gave him her ring, handing off for 52 years, slipped it in his shirt pocket. He couldn't hold back his tears. She said, I know this feels like the end, and you're afraid, but we're gonna be together again someday. I'm getting ready to breathe, just like a baby's first moment. I'm getting ready to see the place I've been dreaming of so long ago. And when I take my last breath here, I'll take my first one there. So don't cry for me. I'm getting ready.
get to know what gold feels like under my feet. I'll see my brother Joe. He's been waiting since I was 16. It's hard to believe it now, 'cause this body shows every mile. But I'm about to sing with an angel. I'm gonna run like a child. I'm getting ready to breathe, just like a baby's first moment. I'm getting ready to see that place I've been dreaming for so long ago. When I take my last breath here, I'll take my first one there. So don't cry for me. So don't cry for me. I'm getting ready.
Wes Hampton, right here on Homecoming Radio.
That's what happens from sitting at these tables. The world is full of seeds.
A good song written by Jimmy Urey and our own Andy Andrews, who's been here at the table today with Tori Taff, Gloria Gaither. I'm Daniel Britt. By the way, we had so much more that we just couldn't squeeze into today's program, so you can go hear it in its entirety on our website, homecomingradio.com. Hey, guys. It's been fun. Thanks for taking time today.
Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you all.
Join us the next time, where we'll be sure to once again bring the music and the smiles.
Hey, we've loaded up the website, homecomingradio.com. So much there at your fingertips where you can
hear more of us online, download our smartphone app, see the dates, times, and places for future Gaither concerts, events, cruises, and all the happenings.
And get the latest scoop on videos and new projects. Link up to our social media and Facebook, and you can leave us a note.
All this and more at homecomingradio.com. That's homecomingradio.com.
We're out of time, but we'll be back very soon.
See you next week.
Yeah.
Bye.
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 Today, you've heard only the best of the best in great gospel music. And you know, we're often asked where to find this music. Just go to homecomingradio.com and you'll find much of the same music there that you've heard right here. Again, that's homecomingradio.com. And we'll look forward to you joining us again next time when all your favorite homecoming friends stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.